in your prayers. His cancer's come back with a vengeance. I don't think they can do anything to operate, and so chemo is his treatment method. So he won't be here this evening, and so I thought we'd begin. I don't have the minutes here. Of course, we didn't have a meeting last month. Has everybody?
I read.
Everybody read the minutes. We did talk about the Veterans Day. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Gary and Sherry, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes passed without comments. I'll sign on his behalf here in a minute. The discussion items. Item number 23-0054, discuss potential placement of Patriots marker at the McKinney Veterans Memorial Park by the Daughters of the American Revolution John Abson chapter. So we have two lovely representatives from John Abson. Would like to give us a presentation, so the floor is yours. Okay. You want to pull up a chair and just sit
sure.
Here and talk for
that? Yeah, that'd be better.
You can sit and relax. I promise we all have a shot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm
just
going to read
the
Patriots Marker
Act.
Yes, for the minutes, who we gave your name?
I'm Gretchen Adams, G-R-E-T-C-H-E. And this is Bernadette Chinkoni, C-H-I-A-N-C-O-N-E.
Yeah. Of course, my computer's seen that quite before, so I don't know what we're going to say. Hold on, I guess we're winging it.
Were you trying to play something?
You know, I was trying to get this to turn on. Gretchen, I would like to thank you, Ryan, for reaching out to us again, and thank you to all of you, McKinney Armed Service Board members. We appreciate you inviting us in this evening and allowing us to meet with you. This project is very personal to both Gretchen and I. Gretchen is our chapter regent, and every year they pick a project, and this is Gretchen's project for this year as a regent. And America is turning 250 years old in 2026. And as a national society, or the Daughters of American Revolution and War, they have created an absolutely beautiful patriot marker. And we have strived very hard within our chapter to raise funds to purchase this marker. And what we would love to work with you and your group is to hopefully place this marker within the McKinney Memorial Park is what we would like to do. So that is our hopes. So.
Thank you.
know, America's celebrating the 250th. That celebration is a significant moment in our nation's history, and we believe that McKinney Memorial Park is a perfect venue to pay tribute to the sacrifices made by our military service members and men and women. McKinney Memorial Park serves as sacrifices, or I'm sorry, lesson tribute to the brave men and women who have served our country and made ultimate sacrifices for our freedom. Inclusion of the American 250 marker at the McKinney Memorial Park would not only recognize the significance of this milestone to our nation's history, but also pay homage to our sacrifices made by our military service men and women. This memorial marker will symbol of unity and pride will also give ensure the sacrifices made by our military that will never be forgotten. We are committed to making this vision a reality by working with you, and our team is prepared to address any concerns. This is the marker itself, and it can be placed in two different ways. It could be placed about a pole. I spoke with, oh goodness, who did I speak with before? Artie? No.
Our director?
What did you say, Mike?
Mike, thank you. I'm sorry. Mike and I had spoken earlier, and because we were brainstorming back and forth, we were talking about not placing it placing it on a pole and possibly putting it beside a bench. And it would be, so it would have its own area and not be on the memorial itself. So, we just thank you for your time and your consideration, and we look forward to hearing from you soon and the opportunity to work with you.
I thought what Sally said. It's a beautiful.
It is.
Approximately the size of that one there? Just
yes,
different shape.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It is. Same materials made.
Is it double sided?
It is not.
Yes, because I sort of love my mom.
Yes, ma'am. Just like that. And what it'll say, it'll be presented by, and it'll have our name, John Epstein, instead of the New York State organization. It'll have John Epstein McKinney, Daughters of the American Revolutionary War, in honor of the 250th anniversary on there. It is absolutely beautiful. And what they're trying to do is have them throughout the whole entire United States. I believe right now, here in the state of Texas, I think there's 15 of them that are already marked or in process of being marked.
So we have three more years before the anniversary, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get them in before, or do you want them in on that year?
We would love to get it in before.
Okay.
Because we only have approximately $1,000 more towards the funds.
Do you know if anybody else in Texas has put one in?
Oh yeah.
There's one at the Spanish Governor's House in San Antonio.
Okay.
Granberry. Their place
I was wanting to be first.
Yes. All right. Well, me too.
Every first was to be last.
Well, I wanted to be first too. But
We proposed the Gold Star Memorial, we were the first to receive legitimate funding, but we were the third to actually be destructive because of all the stuff we had to go through.
Yeah. It's taken us about a year to get the funding together, and we're just at $1,000 left to get it. And we have a big fundraising this Saturday.
I think it's a wonderful idea, especially with the things that are happening here in our country today with tearing down monuments.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, kids need to find out about our history.
Mm-hmm. And I personally would love to have it at the Veterans first year. So that would just make my heart swell. So.
What's your timeline if we approve it? How long? I mean, is it up? Found it, you know, pour it, print it, and send it to you? And
send it off to National, yeah.
So 6 months or less than that to probably go through and install? We kind of see if we approve it, just kind of pair it up with some sort of event rather than just a standalone.
Right.
Yeah.
4th of July or something, you know. If,
I would think we could do the summer, but that's something I haven't discussed with the other ladies that have gone through the process, how long it took them to get it from when they were approved to purchase, how long it took them to get it
made
and all that kind of stuff.
What is the total cost of the?
Almost $6,000.
What does it come with?
Just the plaque and a pole.
Okay.
I don't know if it comes with a pole.
The 30 by 30 inch marker would come with a post and a cap mounted plaque, bronze plaque. And then.
So would you need the city support to actually put it in place?
No, well, we do. What we need to do is wherever we place it, we need to have a sign off by that location.
Right.
We need to have pictures. We need to have graphic locations. We have to have.
But we would, in other words, the city would typically, Ryan, set to organize a crew and dig a hole and pour the concrete.
Placing a pole in the ground is not too difficult, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but not too bad. And I don't need to just double check anything on our side if we need any kind of formal approval by anyone to add that.
Probably got to do some utility locating.
Right. We could have a replacement finally.
I
just need to make sure there's no city manager or city council approval to do anything like that. I don't know that we've added anything like this outside of the Gold Star Memorial, so that may set a precedent on how we do this, but that was a much larger ticket to purchase for that item, and a much more substantial base and everything for something like that. This is pretty simple. We put signs up in our parks all the time. I think we need to probably just double check stuff like that.
And I brought two pictures of the park, and I'm not sure how old they are, of possible locations. Going straight with the post in the monument and not putting it on the monument itself, because I think it would take.
I'm thinking somewhere over where we put the time capsule in that area, because when we put in the Gold Star Memorial, we did have to go through some architectural reviews where we wanted to put it versus where the expert said, no, that's going to destroy this, you know. And I guess we can probably talk among ourselves and so on.
To a location.
This agenda item here is just basically informational, so you'll have to gather information for it. If we feel that it's something that's put on the agenda for a formal approval, we can do that.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, great idea.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Well, thank you, and you have Brian as our contact. If you need any questions, please ask. Please feel free.
So we put it on the agenda for next month? Is that what we do? Or?
Yeah, let's put it on the agenda. More discussion. Any gaps of information that we need to fill in? Put it down there.
Good March.
We can do that.
Next meeting will be March 8th as well.
Question is Janet Landcock, member of your chapter?
I believe so.
So her son's name is on. just did preliminary rendition of his portrait on the court. I was kind of hoping I'd get a hold of her. And yeah.
Small world. The first I ask, right?
So you can get that to her.
Yeah.
I was friends with her on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook that much. I don't think she is either. Well, thank you. Next item is to discuss the Memorial Day program, and thanks to Ryan, we have some materials for you. I did talk with RD, and it's his desire, and I think it's a suitable way to do it, that we kind of do similar to what we did last year and just focus on the names on the wall and do a reading of the names. So, this was the memorial. Was this we had to write this horse in the memorial day?
You know what? And just kind of pulling this off real quick, this may have been a copy that we kind of had working, thinking this is where we're going. This is what I had. I pulled up from the files. Didn't really review it as much as I just kind of pulled it. Got the readings on the name. And I don't see that on here, so maybe this is what I was going to do.
Yeah, we have it on here.
This could have been as we were talking, because I don't think we did a program. This may have been working. If
this was, yeah.
This may have been a copy of the Veterans Day. And because sometimes we use it as our basis, starting off with the internet.
My recollection that there's at least two, maybe three names that we've already approved to add. So if we could, I guess, go through the one was Sergeant First Class from the 82nd Airborne, who was involved in the evacuation of Kabul, died as soon as he got home. Other was a name that Ryan found, Perez, the young man from Plano East that was in the National Guard serving on the border, was killed in a motorcycle accident. Those are two names that I'm aware of.
Of the many things that Flora kept in her head, I think one of them might have been the time frame in which she had it engraved, she contacted them. So there's sort of a cutoff, you know.
By April, we'll have to get that finalized.
Yeah, so if we come up with any other names after that point, it's one of those things that parked it on the next year.
Because I think we discovered one of these names right before this event. We'll just have to add it to the list next year.
Yeah, so we'll get that information to make sure that we're kind of, you know, if anything is in the works or research or something that we either kind of watch for that. But I think you're right. I think everything we discovered after probably April, we get that set in motion and come out and break the names.
Historically, we used to do that around Veterans Day, but that's not the day to remember the fallen. And so we made a decision several years ago, let's do this in Memorial Day event. So any names that we find after the cutoff date, we'll just have to roll into next year. There might be one other name that I found. I can't remember if we vetted him or not. But anyways, I think we have the minutes from prior meetings we can go through. We have those. We should have those names in there.
I can check.
Ask for your assistance to find those for our next meeting. So we can tell.
So where it says Flora, is that going to be you now?
Yes.
Flora has a good memory. I won't hesitate to call her. I have her on speed dial.
So do I.
As far as the nuts and bolts of putting this together, maybe next month we can work out the details and assign tasks when we have a greater attendance. To get that organized.
Yeah, I think that's warranted. And if we pretty much have our marching orders the same, similar to the year past, then I think we're headed in the right direction. So I think when this may have actually been our program, because I think the speaker, George Fuller, Mayor George Fuller, at the time, I don't think it was any kind of formal presentation. It may have been just a words from the city,
I recall, we had Gold Star mothers and friends of the Armed Services Board line up to actually read the names.
Yes, and I believe you.
I introduced the new ones.
Yeah, you introduced the new names. And I think that's always good to do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty sure I discovered a name of a guy from World War II. I think we'll get that confirmed, and if not, I'll make sure I double check and confirm again. Sometimes it's you got to measure twice, cut once. So that. I guess that covers our major items of the I want to bring up one thing on your board comments. We didn't get a chance to get it on the agenda for tonight, but RD brought up the point that we now have another branch of the military, the Space Force, and we have pedestals for each branch in the Memorial Park, and he was going to suggest and propose that we add a pedestal for the Space Force, which would be the right thing to do. Thankfully, we don't have anybody of that organization on our wall.
We haven't had our first intergalactic starfight. We had somebody.
But so that will be something. Care if we can put on the agenda for next month to discuss that. I don't know. We'll just work the details.
Yeah, that'd be much more elaborate undertaking.
Yes, that's an expense.
Blend it in with the current proposed brand there, trail, pedestal, and
yep.
Design, maybe.
Yeah, that unfortunately may have to go in front of the design. The landscape architects.
Yeah. I'm sure everything was measured based on 5. Now we got 6.
Yeah.
There might be an extra ribbon that doesn't have one. I'll have to go up there and check. I haven't been up there in a while. Other than that, I think to debrief on the time capsule, I think that went well. Unfortunately, RD couldn't be there. That was his pet project. There's some pretty neat stuff in that capsule. And thank you to Dina and her son for putting that together. It was such a beautiful thing. I hated to bury it. So, I don't have any other things to discuss. Anybody have any other comments?
I have something, but it's not on the agenda, so whenever you...
Well, this is for citizens' comments, so fire away.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know, Gary, this is your opening if you want, but we're having a golf tournament April 22nd. That's when our golf tournament is. I just ran off some flyers real quick. But sure could use your support. It's after the Byron Nelson, and we filled up, you know, all of our teams, and so we sure could use some teams and support on the golf tournament. It's going to be at El Dorado Country Club. I did bring some flyers, and I'll bring some next time. You know, we'll have a little bit more information. So you can look up on the VFW website. I think they've already posted something. I'm not certain yet. And to sign your team up or to be a sponsor or have three.
I have a question. Would it be possible to consider dedicating each hole to one of the names on the wall?
Meaning that this is the 15th year and they've been doing it the same way each time. I'm not sure if that's fly or not, but you're welcome to come.
Well, probably what we try and do is get a sponsor to sponsor a hole. And sometimes, you know, they'll pay $1,500 to get their name on that hole.
Right.
So I'd have to bring that up to...
That's just a thought.
You know,
think I mentioned it in the past.
Yeah.
Which 18 names do you pick for?
Yeah.
Yeah, which 18 names would you draw? Name? Do you have an idea of how? I mean, that way we can talk about it.
I think there's two, there's a couple of ways you could do it. You could look at valor, you know, height of valor. You can look at conflict, you know, X from World War II, Y from Korea, that sort of thing.
I think it's a great idea, but
Jared just said
that's how most of the money is made, actually.
Yeah,
it's from the sponsors.
So,
and then.
Anyway, I just.
Yeah.
This isn't the venue, obviously, to work out the details. It's just the thought.
The other direction of Iron Nelson is May 11th through the 14th. So it's your term is before Iron Nelson.
What?
No, we're May 22nd.
We're May 22nd.
Oh, I heard
April.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say April 22nd?
Yeah.
I'm thinking April 22nd. That's our family reunion. That's what we're working on today. May 22nd.
Yeah, we've talked about that day so much I could remember, but it's in May. So.
Yeah. Thank you for
clicking. I just have one other thing on the same lines. Is March 21st, the Air Force Association. And I believe it's in conjunction with the Military Order of World Wars and a couple of other organizations. They're going to have a 50th anniversary commemoration of the end of the war in Vietnam down at Frontiers of Flight. I think it's on a Tuesday.
What is that name?
March 21st. So I am scrambling. I am doing portraits of Vietnam veterans to... visually tell their story and honor the veterans and any Vietnam veterans and whatnot. That will be, it's a pinning opportunity to get the commemorative pin. And so I just thought I'd pass that on for anybody interested. RD's portrait's going to be one of them. And, so that's all I have.
I have one more thing to share about RD. Today, well, yesterday I picked it up. I have a new source at the museum who does very good restoration photos. And so RD had this big, long photo of everybody from here that went to Vietnam or his troop.
Well, that was his School of Infantry.
Yeah. So, boy, they did a great job restoring it and making a great copy. And so we've got someone that's going to frame it for it, too. So maybe we'll be able to show y'all next month, right after he hadn't seen it yet. I just picked it up. So, pretty cool.
Well, all right. Thank y'all for coming.